From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Now, where are we getting you today, this weekend?
You're getting me at home, still recovering from Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I had a very nice Thanksgiving. It was a small affair, because my family was scattered and working, but I still managed to have a good time. I wanted to share with you an email that we received from one of our listeners and a longtime puzzle player. And this is a guy who is with the Oregon Army National Guard, and he's actually serving in East Baghdad and has managed to get an internet line into his room and can resume listening to Weekend Edition Sunday. And the puzzle is his favorite part. It's Colonel Mark Olson, and he is actually from Rickreel, a place I don't know, Rickreel, Oregon, and he sent me some pictures of the Thanksgiving meal they had over in Baghdad.
Oh, that's nice. And you are sending puzzle prize over there?
I am. There's a little puzzle collection that's being sold through the NPR shop, and it's the two books and a mug and a pen. And I thought they might have to fight over the pen, but
Nice.
Yes, Colonel Mark is coming home soon to Oregon, and the new package will be sent out to a Captain Mark. Straight, I think I pronounce his name, but we want to thank them for writing us. Okay, enough. Falderal, what was the challenge you left us with last week, Will?
Well, I said take a well-known geographical name, two words, three letters in each word, move the first three letters to the end, and you'll get a familiar, solid, six-letter word. What is it?
What is it?
Well, it is the Red Sea. Switch the parts and you get seared.
I love it. I love these word games. Well, many others did, too. We had over 1,200 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from the correct answers is Lori Showers, and she is from Lititz, Pennsylvania. Lori, Lititz is where? Lancaster County, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
And what do you do there?
I'm the marketing research manager for Armstrong World Industries, the flooring division.
Oh, my goodness. And are you a puzzle player?
I am. I enjoy puzzles. Scrabble is a great entertainment for me.
All right. So you sound like a word person.
Yes.
Well, let's hope we get words to play with today. Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
All right. Laurie, meet Will. Will, meet Laurie. Let's play.
Hi, Laurie. I have a feeling you're going to fly through this. I'm going to give you two six-letter words.
Okay.
Think of two letters that can precede each of them to complete two eight-letter words. For example, if I said strict and vision, you might say D-I to make district and division.
Okay.
All right, number one is ramble and avenge.
Ramble and avenge. Scramble?
That's
and
right.
Scavenge.
That's it. Very good. Number two is liable and trench.
Trench. Reliable and retrench.
Excellent. Parent, petite.
Parent. And what was the second one?
Petite. P-E-T-I-T-E.
Apparent. Appetite.
Yeah.
Excellent. Lament, L-A-M-E-N-T, and reside.
I'm guessing.
Go ahead.
Filament and fireside.
It's filament and fireside. Excellent.
Oh, very good.
Try this one. Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R, and dative, D-A-T-I-V-E.
Searcher and sedative.
Excellent. Action, averse.
Traction, traverse.
Yes. Option, equate.
Leanne, I might need a little help here.
Yeah, me too. Who can we call? where's my lifeline?
Sorry, no lifelines here.
How about a hint?
For the option word, it's when you take a new child.
Oh, adoption? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
An adequate.
Adequate.
Yeah.
Good. Try this one. Rocket and latter, L-A-T-T-E-R.
Sprocket and splatter.
That's right. And your last one is berate, B-E-R-A-T-E, and feline.
I love cats.
But this doesn't have anything to do with
we
cats.
We mentioned this word just within the last 2 minutes.
We just mentioned this word. Look at that last second word, Laurie.
Yes, feline.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to call? How about Lifeline?
Oh, very good.
Lifeline and Liberate.
Liberate.
Okay. You guys did it.
We did it together.
Thank you.
We were each other's lifeline.
I think so.
But you did great. I think together we made a really good team. We're sending you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. All right, Laurie, what public radio station do you listen to?
I listen to WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, Laurie Showers from Lititz, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today, and a belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Now, Will, what are we going to work on for this coming week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener S. Matt Reed of Missoula, Montana. Name a famous, best-selling, nonfiction author, seven letters in the first name, seven letters in the last. Drop the first three letters of the last name, and you'll get the name of a famous, best-selling, fiction author, 7-4. Who are these writers? So again, a famous, best-selling, nonfiction author, 7-7. Drop the first three letters of the last name, and you'll name a famous best-selling fiction author, 7-4. Who are these writers?
When you know the answer, put it into an email message and email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, this was a lot of fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.